Hey, time travelers. This is Heather Einhorn, co-creator of Nikki Fix's Time Mix. Up next, be kind and rewind to the 90s for a most epic episode of Nikki Fix. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Einhorn's Epic Productions and iHeartRadio present Nikki Fix's Time Mix.
It was all a dream. Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper. Heavy D. Limousine. This can't be real. Ha! It's a joke.
Bobby? Are you alright?
I just had the strangest nightmare. We got sucked into a portal that sent us back in time to 1996. And then we got chased by mop-wielding dorks and... Where are we?
We're in the storage room at the rink.
And it wasn't a dream, was it?
Afraid not.
Liam! Don't scare me like that.
How would you like to be scared?
Not at all. I've got enough scary stuff going on in my life right now. What are you doing back there, prowling around like some kind of psycho?
Restringing the guitar? All the strings broke when we time-hopped, and we have to be ready to meet the moment when the timelines converge to open the portal again.
Which is Liam's best guess of the situation according to time travel movies.
Oh, right. Liam is the expert. What time is it anyway?
Late? Or early? I don't really know. Our phones don't work. And we're in another decade.
There's a clock on the wall over there.
Oh, what does it say?
This is kind of embarrassing to admit, but I never learned how to tell time on a face clock.
What? How could you, the time travel expert from the University of Nowhere, not know how to do that? It's like basic.
I never learned either.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Me neither. So, how are we gonna survive here without technology?
Or without disrupting the future? Remember, anything we do now could cause huge ripple effects.
We just have to remember our mission, okay? Convince Ben to buy the building, which apparently he doesn't have the money for. Then tune the guitar up and bam, portal opens.
Without messing up the future.
And all by the end of the week.
Right, no problem.
The clock is ticking.
Liam, if that becomes your catchphrase, I will strangle you with those guitar strings.
Nikki Fix's Time Mix!
Why won't this restart? Oh, come on! Come on, phone!
Liam, that sounds awful!
Yeah, I know. Something's not right. But I did find this little metal tag on the guitar.
Well, read it, dummy. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to snap at you. I think I'm going through social media withdrawal.
I am too, if it's any comfort.
What's a person supposed to do in the morning if you can't check your phone? How do you know what's going on?
Anyway, the tag says, use only genuine time tone strings.
Oh, morning, kids. I wondered if you'd still be here, or if you transported away to the future.
No luck. Still here. We think we're stuck until we help you buy the rink. So...
Still no. But instead, I come bearing breakfast.
Oh, thank God. I'm starving.
Yes, yes, donuts.
World-famous donuts from Sugar Sweets.
What's Sugar Sweets?
It's the donut shop next to the gas station. You know, by the old glass bottle factory? It's an Old Bridge institution.
Huh?
Oh, that must be where the Amazon warehouse is now.
Shut up!
Rule number one of time travel. Do not tell Ben what is or isn't in the future.
Oh my goodness. Are you telling me in the future that there is no more Sugar Sweets in Old Bridge?
We must respectfully stay quiet on any and all subjects pertaining to the future. It's for your own protection.
How can something like sugar sweets disappear? Oh, here, try one of these jelly-filled. You'll see. Too good to die.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Come on, I see you eyeing that cruller. Don't be shy.
Oh my god. It's perfection.
Ben, speaking of, not Amazon, can we use your internet?
Internet? What for?
We need to find a music store so we can find the right kind of strings for the guitar.
Oh, I built that guitar, or, you know, am in the process of building it, to work specifically with 7-gauge strings.
This tag says only to use time tone strings. Ever heard of them?
I can't say that I have. And that tag's definitely not on my version of the guitar.
Well, maybe some place around here carries them.
Hence the internet. We'll just Google, order, and voila!
What's a Google?
Are you for real? Are we in the Stone Ages? There's not even Google!
Why don't you just try the Yellow Pages?
Yellow Pages?
Are you kidding? You know what I'm talking about, the phone book. Here.
Oh yeah, I saw one of these in a movie. It's like a Google book.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever that means.
All right, let's see. Music store. Well, dang, there's a lot of music stores in 1996.
Oh my gosh, there are music stores where you come from?
The world has changed, Ben. There aren't a lot of things anymore. There's just...
No details.
Look, I have no idea what you're saying to me about the future, but it does not sound good.
Oh man, there's like 20 places in here. I can start making some calls and see if I can track down these time tone strings.
Great! And Bobby and I can look up ways to get you money for a down payment on this place.
I'm not sure you're gonna find that in there. I don't know how to find that out, to be honest.
This is where the internet would be incredibly helpful.
You can try, I guess. There's some of those AOL CD thingies in the garbage. And Leonard bought me a modem that I don't use.
What now? What is this?
Oh my goodness. Put the AOL CD thing in the computer and plug the modem thing up into the phone line.
What did you just say?
I don't know. I don't want anything to do with it. I just, whatever. All right, I have to get back to work. You'll be okay back here?
Yep. Thanks, Ben.
And take AOL off my computer when you're done.
Okay. Where does this go? What is that sound?
That is the early internet. I heard it once in an old movie about hackers. It was called Hackers.
All right, at least it connected. Okay, emergency business funding. And here I thought YouTube buffering was bad. This is ridiculous. How could anyone ever wait this long for just a web page to load? I'm never going to find anything.
You can and you will. You know how I know?
How?
Because it's our destiny to save this rink. You're a problem solver, Bobby. You're always thinking of workarounds for tech we don't have, doing beats and loops and finding apps so that I can sound exactly the way I want.
I don't know, Nikki. This doesn't exactly feel like destiny to me.
Doesn't it? Think about it. The rink wants us to save it so it can help us. All of us. It brought us here because it knows we have the brains to figure this out.
Where are you going?
To the one place where all of my thoughts make sense. The rink.
Hey! Can't be out here on the floor right now. It's family skate. Vamos.
It's okay. I'm on a job here.
Ben didn't tell me about that. All new hires are supposed to go through me.
It's a special project. Off the books.
How are we ever gonna get any kind of workable system here if Ben always makes these knee-jerk decisions? There has to be a process. He can't just dip into payroll every time he feels sorry for some pathetic stray.
You're a real charmer, you know that, Leonard? Well, I've got news for you. No one remembers who you are.
What's that supposed to mean? Hey, wait up! What's your name again?
Nikki.
Leonard.
Yeah, it's real nice to meet you.
Listen, Nikki, I'm sorry, okay? That was a nasty thing for me to say. It's just that Ben hired me to help him make better business decisions around here. But then he ignores me and does whatever he wants.
Seems like this place is doing pretty well to me.
Yeah, but it could be doing so much better if he would just think bigger. Business is all about thinking ahead. You need a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan, a 20-year plan. You even need a 30-year plan if you want to thrive.
Well, we agree about that.
This place could be so much more than it is, if you'd only care about the future.
I'll let you in on a secret that Ben hasn't told anyone yet. The building is being sold.
What?
And he's gonna lose it forever. If he doesn't buy it right now, this place has no future.
How much does he need?
$250,000.
$250,000?
And he needs it soon. Like, yesterday. Maybe you could put that business brain of yours to work and help me figure out a way to raise that much cash?
A concert.
A concert? Yes, that's perfect! We could do a benefit and get all the local bands involved.
Oh, you gotta think bigger than that if you want to get close to that amount of money. We need big acts.
A famous headliner would be nice.
Why stop there? Why not a whole festival of famous acts, like our own Lollapalooza?
Yeah, but Ben would never go for that. He hates famous music industry types. Too much ego. He'd never even let them in the front door.
Then we do it in the empty parking lot out back. We'd raise everything he needs and more in one day. And I get a legit credit on my resume as being able to produce and promote a show.
It's a nice dream, but we could never pull something like that off in under a week.
We could go to New York City right now and get a headliner. I have an in with one of the major music labels.
You do?
Heck yeah, I do. I'm in business college. I've been working the Rolodex.
Maybe we could get Beyonce.
You mean that girl from Destiny's Child? Sure. Yeah, we can definitely include some bands that aren't that well known. But we shouldn't stop there. If we want to make the big money, we have to murder this festival. We have to think enormous.
Right. Big.
Big. What do you say? Want to do it?
I would do anything to save this rink.
Ah, jeez. Looks like there's an emergency at the skate rental counter. Dumb kids. Tell me, Nikki, are you really serious about this?
You have no idea.
Say it with me. Are we going to save the rink?
I kinda have to. My future depends on it.
Then meet me out front in 1 hour. Because we're going to New York City.
New York City?
I'll be back tonight.
I don't know, Nikki. Didn't Liam say that we should minimize our contact with temporal natives? Also, I don't trust that Leonard guy. His face is lopsided.
Don't be mean. I agree, he's a little rough around the edges. But he does care about this place. And he's got really good ideas. And an inn with a major record label.
Yeah, I don't think you should go with him. The safest thing is just to stay here and lay low.
Bobby, it'll all be fine. Trust me. After Leonard and I get these acts in place, the three of us are going home.
Hey, Nikki Stans. Want to uncover more epic time travel secrets? Head to EEP Universe on Instagram and TikTok for more totally twisty details. More Nikki Fix is up next. But first, a quick word from our sponsor. Hey, time travelers. Welcome back. Want to uncover more totally twisty time travel secrets? Head to eepuniverse.com to learn more.
And when we get to Galaxy Records, we're going to meet with Julian Ruby. Have you heard of him? He's connected to everyone, very important player in this industry. And he started out just like me. Small college, business degree. Well, look at him now.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you something, Nikki. I've always known I was meant to swim with the big fish. We'll put the Millennium Rink on the map, and then things will really start to happen. Maybe we'll license out the brand to other towns and start a franchise. Rock and Rollin' Roller Rink, the hot new music venue concept for the 21st century.
Uh-huh.
Now remember, when we talk with Julian, it's important we're clear this isn't the first concert we've put on. We've done dozens of these things. Allentown, Haddonfield, Cape May, Edison, New Brunswick, and... Hey, are you listening to me?
What? Oh, sorry. I'm just looking at New York.
It's not middle of nowhere New Jersey, that's for sure. It's the big time.
I can't get over seeing the Twin Towers in person like that. The skyline's just so beautiful. The pictures don't do them justice.
Hey! We can't sound like small-town hicks who've never seen a skyscraper before. We want these people to take us seriously. Remember, we're festival producers.
Right. We're here to save the rink.
Right. That too.
Port Authority, next stop.
Will you look at Times Square? It's so... seedy. Ew. People-rama.
I know. It's disgusting here. Disney's supposed to be coming in to clean it up. Good riddance, I say.
No, it's great just like it is. It's alive and nasty and just perfect. This whole place is perfect.
All right, let's see. Julian Ruby, 75th floor. Elevators, that way. Come on, let's go.
Don't we have to go through security or something?
Why?
Normally, you have to check in at least and put your ID into the computer before anyone lets you in a big office building like this.
Why would you do that?
Because after 2000... And never mind.
All right, Nikki. Here we go. Next stop, the big time.
Is Mr. Ruby expecting you?
Not exactly, but he and I have a mutual friend in common. Elvis Petty over at the Morning Zoo crew. I've helped him with some promotional stuff. No big deal.
Mr. Ruby, there are two more walk-ins to see you. No, different ones. Look like teenagers. He's not in.
I just watched you talk to him.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Listen, I'm not a teenager. I'm in college, and we are not walk-ins. We are two festival promoters here to offer Mr. Ruby a lucrative business opportunity, and we're not leaving until we get to talk to him. Period.
Suit yourself. Have a seat over there.
Thank you. See? You just have to know how to speak their language.
Ugh, it's been 2 hours. I think this guy's brushing us off.
He's just making us wait to show how important he is. It's how these guys operate. I'm sure he'll see us soon. And still, couldn't hurt to give a little reminder that we're here. Excuse me.
Yes.
Hi. I was just wondering if there was any word from Mr. Ruby yet.
Has he come out to talk to you?
No.
Then I guess there isn't any word yet.
Well, would you mind calling him again, please?
Mr. Ruby. Yes. All right.
Well...
Mr. Ruby is leaving for a business lunch and won't be coming back for the rest of the day, but he asked me to give you this Galaxy Records baseball hat to thank you for being a fan.
What? I'm not a fan. I'm a festival producer. A peer.
Enjoy your weekend, Elizabeth.
You too, Mr. Ruby.
Mr. Ruby, my name is Leonard, and this is my business partner, Nikki.
Hi.
We're concert promoters from New Jersey, and we were just hoping to get a few minutes of your time.
I'm very busy right now, kids, as you can see, but thanks for dropping by.
Well, where are you going?
A very fancy restaurant downstairs, just for us grown-ups.
Maybe we could walk you there?
You wouldn't like it. They don't serve chicken nuggets and milkshakes.
If you could just give us 5 minutes of your time.
Wish I could, babe, but I can't, so I won't.
We just want to talk with you about partnering up for a music festival.
Elevator's never here when you want it, is it?
But you see, this isn't just any music festival. This is going to be the Woodstock of our generation. And we want to include a few of your top acts.
Is that right? Because Woodstock 94 was a financial embarrassment. And my top acts are all very busy making a tremendous amount of money. Sorry, kid. Nice try, though.
It's a fundraiser to help save an amazing roller rink. An institution.
A fundraiser? Hard pass.
This would be a generational touchpoint. I mean, imagine Seattle right before it was Seattle, you know? That's what we're talking about.
What's your name again, kid?
Leonard.
Well, listen, Leonard, we produce big-time bands here, okay? We don't partner with festivals or derbies or corn fairs or pig contests.
But that's not what
I... Hey, you got moxie, kid. I'll grant you that. So let me give you a piece of advice. Never base a meeting around how the other person can help you. No one's here to help you, ever. How can you help me? That's all I care about. And you can't, so this whole thing was a big waste of my time. Now get your foot out of the door, please.
You okay? Leonard? All right, well, what's our next move?
Nothing. We go home.
Wait, what? We're giving up?
You heard him. That was my big get, and it didn't work.
Leonard, listen to me. You don't stop when someone shuts a door in your face. You keep knocking. Destiny, Leonard. He said he's going to a restaurant downstairs, right?
Yeah. Let's sweeten the pot.
Yeah, and then I tell him, nah, the trick is you gotta mumble more.
That's why you're the headliner.
Yeah.
Mr. Ruby, forget the specials today. I have an offer too good for you to turn down.
Jesus, you don't give up, do you?
No, we don't.
All right, you kids have had your fun. Garçon, call the police, please. I'd like these stalkers removed from the restaurant.
Oh, this ought to liven things up.
No, wait. How can we help you? That's the question, right? Well, here's the answer. We can offer you a platform to turn a couple of your down-on-their-luck acts back around again. You have some groups that you're ready to cut, right? Groups that aren't profitable for you anymore. Well, this concert is going to be huge, extremely high profile, but... Grassroots, the perfect place for someone to make their comeback with a younger demographic.
So you're willing to settle without a top act, is what you're saying?
We're willing to give your lower-end acts the chance for a comeback and make you a lot of money in the process. So, do we have a deal?
You've got a pair, kid. I like it. Yeah, what's the harm? Swing and see what happens. We've got a deal.
You won't regret it.
What'd you say your name was again?
Leonard.
Leonard? Oh, that's a dumb bad name. If you want a future in this business, kid, I'd recommend you change it.
Hey, you did great back there. We have our headliner. We're on our way to saving the rink.
Yes, it's all falling into place.
Now all we have to do is produce and promote a show in 6 days.
And convince Ben to get on board.
Oh my God. He's gonna hate this, isn't he?
Yeah, he sure is. But we're putting on this show, whether he likes it or not.
Einhorn's Epic Productions and iHeartRadio present Nikki Fixes Time Mix. Created and executive produced by Heather Einhorn and Adam Staffaroni. Executive produced by iHeartRadio. Head writer, Cecil Castellucci. Writers, Blue Beckford Burrell, Louis Kornfeld, Natalia Janchek, and Adam Staffaroni. Directed by Rebecca Cunningham, with performances by Judy Alice Lee as Nikki Fix, Talia Romina as Bobby, J. Joshua Evans as Liam, Tyler Kies as Dante Diamond and Leonard, and Baron Bass as Ben. Additional voices: Maura Vincent, Caleb Yen, David Shatraw, Leith Walshlecker, and Scott Hoffman as Record Shop Clerk. Post sound by Chapter 4. Sound supervision and sound design by Sarah Gibble-Laska. Assistant sound editing by Andrew Berger, Natalie Escudero, and Zachary Spicer. Music composed by Murray A. Lightburn. Lyrics by Natalia Janchek and Murray A. Lightburn. Produced by Arup Sanakaila. Development writer Scott Hoffman. Development executive Greg Lockard. Line producer Anna Stipko. Production coordinator and script supervisor Laura Martin. Operations Laura Kaufman. Marketing and publicity Jesse Post. Digital marketing Jennifer Gennaro. Social media Ashley Lynn Nicole. Creative direction and design by Ryan McCann. A special thank you to The Shadow Unicorn. Einhorn's Epic Productions and iHeartRadio present Nikki Fix's Time Mix.
Hey, time travelers. Check out more incredible adventures at eepuniverse.com. Dig into the secrets of time travel or explore our other shows. Lethal Lit, A Tig Torres Mystery, See You in Your Nightmares, Daughters of DC, and more.